morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, everyone. Happy Halloween.
Good morning.
I'm talking to you today from New Orleans.
Hey.
Yeah, New Orleans. Okay, so let's go ahead and get started. And let's mute everyone. And here we go. Everyone, take a deep breath. We're going to line everyone up to source. And let's just go energy all through your core. We're going to be working with a bit of yellow energy, white energy, orange energy today, which my guys were having fun with. They said it was the candy corn energy. Just go ahead and let that come all the way in to your core. There's lots of beautiful energy right now. The one that we were using a couple of days ago will integrate as well, and it's an energy of light, blessings and rain, and it's multicolored, and we'll let that stream through everyone. We'll balance the body, mind, and spirit. Densities that need to go to the light that you're carrying just will automatically go. Several have it off the left side of their body. That's going now. Big breath. Just go ahead and take this energy all the way to the planet, the crystal core. A safe place for you to connect to your earth. And it's almost like your cave, your place that you can remake yourself anytime you need to gather strength. Anytime you need to the energies of your life. So we're going to take a few minutes and go ahead and let go of the masks that you're carrying that no longer define you. You may be helpful to someone and have recently recognized that your helpfulness isn't actually helping anyone, and that would be a good mask to leave behind. Some of you make yourself small so other people are not offended. Go ahead and leave those masks behind. I just visualize just taking it off and leaving it right there on the earth. Name you're carrying that you may be aware of or not aware of, go ahead and leave that in the cave. In the core of the planet. Needs. If you have a sense of this thing you need or must have, that's probably a script you're carrying that isn't coming from your most essential self. Go ahead and leave that there. And longing. When your longing becomes the most important thing in your life, as opposed to your connection to your core, you're not going to be able to get what you're longing for. You're just going to keep chasing it away. So let's go ahead and leave those masks, those patterns. Sometimes we play small to not be abandoned by others or offend others. Let's leave that pattern or mask there. Sometimes we set up conflict to have something to defend, to prove our worthiness. We can leave those masks there too. Okay. From the core of the earth, go ahead and gather any energies that you need. They can be jewels, sapphires, emeralds, tourmaline, quartz, rubies, diamond energy. Any minerals you may need, maybe you need water, earth, let that balance within your body and allow those energies to stream through your core. When you're ready, draw your attention back up into your heart chakra. And we'll open the gates of unconditional love in its most divine form. We'll let that come into the heart as self-acceptance, self-appreciation, going to take a minute and just clear out any entities or connections that may be inhibiting anyone. Balancing the right to the left and the left to the right, the front to the back and the back to the front, and all diagonal energies. The time of the year, most people believe that the veils are the thinnest. And by that, they mean that we're able to communicate with the other side more readily. And this energy goes on for several days, not just today, not just yesterday, just for a few more days. And so when I was tuning in, I was asking, what is the best way to use this energy? And sometimes it is to appreciate our loved ones that have passed on, or even ancestors that we've never met. And sometimes it's about reforming those relationships, updating them, upgrading them, and letting go of the way that we're holding them to ourselves in any way that it's dysfunctional and holds us back and even them. Take a deep breath. And so for this particular exercise, we're going to use both the living and the people who have passed, who have a huge impact in our life, in the way that we grew up, in patterns that we've adopted and we carry on and we pass on in our everyday life. Take a deep breath. Some of the grids that we work with in the body, they're not exactly like cords. They're more of a hard wire, but they've been wired to, they're similar in some respects, and this is the respect. They connect to other people in certain patterns, and it's so automatically we don't even know we're doing it. It's a replication of what we learned from childhood, what was ingrained in us before the age of 7, and sometimes pre-birth, and while we were in our mother's womb. So let's go into all the places within our physical body that are holding the grids in place in a dysfunctional manner for you. And so in the same way we would clean out a cord, we're just going to shift the way that these grids work for us and disconnect for a pattern going out into the world and recreating something we've been trying to get rid of over and over again, and instead reconnect that, rewire that to source so that we know immediately where we get our appreciation. We know immediately where we get our love. And this is the source. This is the first place we go. Okay, so here we go. Take a deep breath. I'm working at 12 within the body and 3 main sectors. And at another time, I can go into details of it. We're just going to cleanse it. This also encompasses all the unknown or unconscious patterns that we have that we developed. These echoes can be very subtle. And as an example, I had a brand new blouse in my closet today that was stolen. It disappeared a couple of days ago. And at first, I denied it. And I pretended that wasn't happening. But I went through all my drawers and couldn't find it. And, of course, I'm unhappy that this happened. But if I follow back the thread of how that came about, I have to say, this is pretty common in my life. I've had this sense that sometimes people take from me, and I don't understand why they do. And this has been going on my entire life, actually. So it's really an old pattern that was just showing itself again. And anytime I see an old pattern showing itself again, that means I'm ready to go down and clear out more. And I hope that you will also get this. You can choose to go into upset or blame or game and shame or all these things that we feel. But if you take it one more step and go in deeper and say, where's the echo of this that I'm, you know, playing in this script again? You can find it, and we can just love that. So I'm going to do that now for everyone who has a sense that things are taken from them. For me, it goes back to an abandonment pattern and not being able to be myself in my family. So let's find where it is in other people as well. Clear that out. So I'll go into that place where we all feel that sense of abandonment, or we have to be a certain way so we do not lose the love of another. And let's touch that with the highest quality of love and light. And as we do, resetting the grid. And all the places of obligation confused with love. Let's go to those places and reset those. Little Halloween action going on at the hotel. another theme that has come up for clients lately is justification, that they're justifying doing something even though they know for sure it's not going to work. And it's familiar to them, this longing, this neediness, this this place of wanting what isn't easily given back to them. And so we all have a human habit of being prepared to wait longer than possibly necessary. And when we find that we're waiting a very long time for something that we're wanting, then perhaps that's a good grid to redo too. So let's go in and find that one, anywhere that may be within your energetic system. And these do reside exactly in the physical body, and they're aligned with other layers. And find that place where it is in your body. Let's touch it with this love and light. Here we go. We waited to be whole. We waited to be healthy. We waited for love. We waited for the right job. And that waiting, there's something in the way we were setting that up that was just making it more dysfunctional as opposed to healthy for us. So waiting becomes habit, what we think we're supposed to have. All right, so let's clean all that out. Send that pattern into the light and rewire. I took a historical tour yesterday, and what really impressed me about it was how often people, when something bad happened, how some people can bounce right back and others cannot bounce back at all. They hit a downward spiral. And others, in a few weeks, they get everything back that seem to have been in loss. So let's go to all the places that we are wired through our ancestry, through what we are taught, to be in a downward spiral. Let's rewire that to the grid, into our source. Clean that out. Okay, several of you are really deep in this, so I'm going to stay with it a little longer. Just keep breathing. Going to do some chakra and second chakra rebuilding now. And when I say that, I'm not talking about a big bowl of energy in your body. There's a lot to that. So here we go. Lighting. All right, some of you have people who've passed and show up for you, and let's just send some blessings. And see them in their highest level of light that they create spontaneously that way. Okay, we stirred a bit up. So okay, feeling some grief, we're going to go ahead and stir that and raise that up. Everyone will bring into their hearts part of themselves, feeling grief that is attached to it, this loneliness and loss, that part. The part of yourself that feels separate, let's invite that into your heart and love that. Any aspect of yourself that feels separate, source. Unconditional love. And we acknowledge the unshed tears. We acknowledge happiness that we seem to no longer have. We embrace the loss that we have ever felt, all of it that we've ever felt. You might say, why should we do that? Well, this is why. Because as long as the thoughts are separate from ourselves, as long as it's disintegrated, we're not going to be able to create the next step for ourselves. We're not going to easily give ourselves the new energy to have a new pattern and a new way of moving to happen. So, the part of yourself that's in resistance, let's love that. Some of us were trained since children to have these big sabotage patterns. So we're going to be rejected if we became greater than other people around us. Or we would set off their anger. Or make them crazy. All of these things. All the things that we are afraid of. How many of us grew up with the message, do not rock the boat? They don't often like their rock, their boats rocked. So let's go ahead and love all of our parts. They're holding ourselves back for these reasons. We do this for personal reasons. We do these for family. And we do this collectively because the world needs this new renewed energy. And we're going to be part of that. Big breath. Just checking everyone. Okay, so now we're going to release all limitations to our success, to our health, to our happiness, to our new relationships. We'll just send those into the light. Love any disintegrated parts stuck there. Anytime that we have been anything different than our highest self, we've had a little bit of timidness about us. So we all have that. If I look at what's in common on this call, most people have had some experience of being timid about being who they are. So if you will now take that part of yourself that is connected or attached to being timid or in your past and just update that, invite that aspect, that fractal piece of yourself into your heart, and let's love that whole. Streaming unconditional love into the heart and accepting and embracing that aspect of ourselves that felt separate or was operating in a different playbook than we were. The unknown aspect of ourselves. That beautiful golden yellow and orange energy, that sherbet kind of energy coming in for everyone. Once again, our cores are being upgraded, and we're going to do that from the bottom of the tailbone to above the head. Here we go. Streaming energy. We play so many roles in our earthly life. We play this, and we play that, and then we're this, and then we're that. Sometimes we have big masks that we wear, and other times we're raw and vulnerable. And I want to bring in that playful energy for everyone. And no matter what mask you're going to wear Halloween, let's start wearing the one of your sovereign self, the one who unconditionally loves all aspects of yourself, even the ones you're trying to reject. This playful energy is going to really accelerate you and assist you in your wholeness. All right, and then the dolphins, when they come play, so we're going to bring them in. Seeing some C1, C2 skull work done, and we'll just stay with that. Some pressure is released. And rebalancing. Okay, thank you, everyone. I'm going to go ahead and take some calls now and answer questions you have, particularly about process first. And if you need to, if you have a personal thing, you can ask. But if it's very personal, if you're going to have a backlash because you're going to get so vulnerable, I'm going to ask that we do that in a personal session. But for many of you, I'll be able to go ahead and assist. So let's go ahead and take a caller if we have one. And we're going to raise, what is it, star 2? All right. Okay. And so the first one is Yeah, star 2 to raise your hand. Okay, so area code 512.
Hi, Sherry. It's Patricia.
Patricia, how are you?
I'm good. How are you, lady? Thank you so much. This has been wonderful.
Oh, good. I'm glad you liked it.
Yes, yes, yes. So a few things, of course, that you said this morning that just hit home.
Okay.
One of them has been about what you talked about with the waiting, you know,
right.
Feeling like you're waiting for your life to begin, you're waiting for, you know, it's that whole, and there's been a lot of ancestral sort of pings, I guess I want to say, coming up for me the last week or so.
Yeah.
How, you know, we carry, like from time, you know, we carry
right.
these ancestral lineages and these ancestral stuff that isn't serving anybody anymore. And
right.
so,
and that's another
yeah.
kind of weight.
Right.
Yeah.
Absolutely, yeah. And, you know, and it just like so feels like it's still so up for me right now in my life. And I'm looking at, actually had an interview yesterday and, you know, looking at and making some major changes in my life. And yet it just seems like it's just this stalemate.
Yeah. Okay. So let's go ahead and find all the places that you feel the stalemate. And delete those and reset. The waiting almost feels like a big part of you wanting to come home. That's sort of out there in this diffused area that's not integrated. Does that feel familiar?
Yeah.
Of, with maybe hanging out in the other levels a lot. Let's go ahead and bring those parts home. So just go ahead and open your heart and the sanctuary within your heart, and let's bring all the aspects of you that are disassociated out there, ready to integrate back in,
okay.
ready to live. And some of them are just bored, like they were waiting.
Yeah.
Too.
Yeah, yeah.
Waiting like, and all bring those in.
Exactly. Like, okay, done with this. Waiting.
Yeah. Okay. So let's love those parts. So all the places, Patricia, that are waiting, you know, what are you waiting for? Permission? Love? Opportunity.
It feels like well, the first thing. It feels like there was a real hit on permission. You know, it's a, kind of. I think you know. It feels like going back to that thing of like being okay, not even okay, being like ecstatic to be myself and to be out there. You know, in my own life as well as in the world. As who I truly am in every relationship, because I tend to like this relationship's over here, you know, sort of compartmentalize.
Right. So for you, this whole exercise of leaving the masks and becoming authentic is really a big one. So
yes.
Let's just go ahead and bring in all parts of yourself that are waiting for permission. Multiple spaces and dimensions. So let's come in. All right. Okay, so I'm in a scenario, past life, other dimension. It's probably vibrating in both places. And I see you as a young woman that it feels like 13. And you want to get inside the cabin. It's the smallest cabin. It almost looks like an outhouse. It's so small. And they ask, and they're not going to let you in. And it's like bad things are happening on the outside. Like you're being chased and like you're lonely and like it's going to be cold out there and you're being shut out.
Mm.
In fact, it's basically a shunning. And they're just almost pretending that they're not home. And the people that you're waiting for are not home. So, and this is old. This feels like, you know, a couple hundred years ago. So let me just go ahead and find the parts of yourself that are waiting for the people who aren't home and who no longer want you. So in this scenario, in this pattern, you're waiting for people who, you're probably expecting things of people you can't give them, and you're knocking on the wrong door. So let's just go ahead and bring all those parts back that are vibrating and going out and knocking on the wrong door and waiting for these people who aren't going to open the door for you.
Yes, yes. Oh, my gosh. You just described my life, my relationship, my everything, it seems.
Yes, bring that part back. All right, now, that is a very fast integration. You're still in the process of it. But this is what I'm feeling. I'm feeling that you have, like, with this, you get a renewal. Like some of those young feelings of expectation and anticipation that actually follow through for you can return.
Awesome.
So I think you probably also, maybe you didn't recognize it, but you kind of didn't expect some of these things to turn out.
Yeah.
True?
Yes, very true.
Okay, so that would be a pattern that you've had for quite a while where you went through the motions.
Yes.
Didn't drink anybody to drink. Okay, take a breath.
You're so cute.
Take a deep breath. So all the places that you numbed out because you knew it wasn't going to happen anyway.
Yeah, like why try?
Yeah. Just take a deep breath. All right, so we're repairing a lifelong pattern here. I'm getting chills. It must be very deep for you.
Woo, me too.
Yeah. Let's let this higher vibration that's been with us this last week just come in and rewire those grids, knocking on the wrong door, the people who aren't home anyway. Okay, so I'm going to take you a step further, to over push, but there are some old other things I want. Everywhere you've been afraid to be you.
Oh, yeah.
Because if you were you with those people in that old house, it wasn't even a house, you know, you really, they would have been so scared of who you really were.
Ooh.
And shameful about who you really were. Sometimes our light is just too bright for people around us and it intimidates them.
Mm-hmm.
So take a deep breath. How you doing?
Ooh, really good, really good. There was a huge rush of energy when you did when you've been doing this and tears and lightheadedness and all the like feeling the energy, the higher energy integrating in and coming in from all of that. It's like a visceral, very, very visceral experience as well.
Yeah, we're now working with several layers simultaneously. So let me reintegrate you a bit.
Okay.
And let me know how you're doing. And thank you so much for being brave.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Sherry. Thank you so much.
All right. You're welcome. Okay, let's see who's next. The number is...
Oh, my God. Okay, well, Mom, you were tuning in. It was for me to put this.
Okay, who's this? Okay, I need a web caller. from Houston. Hello?
Yes, hello. Is it me, Birgit?
Yes, it is. Who is this?
This is Birgit from Houston.
Birgit? Hi. Hi, Bridget.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good.
Thank you so much. So much what you said. I was like, yes, saying yes, yes to everything. What applied
yes.
to me. And so what really the biggest thing I feel like right going on right now is the thing you said about being timid about who we are and stepping
right.
into our own sovereignty. And I think I'm feeling like there's a breakthrough right now, you know, that really things change and I'm stepping into my own power, and it feels very beautiful.
Mhm. It is beautiful. Yeah. It's very beautiful. Okay. Do you have any questions for me?
About the, you know, I think that is true for many of us. This feeling timid about who we are, and that we can clear anything that, you know, might still hold us back. If you could do this for all of us?
Maybe yes. You wanted me to go further into the timid?
Yes.
Let's go ahead and see what that is. So let's use you, you're on the phone. Tell me what you're timid about, being yourself. What do you think holds you back?
Fear. But I do not even know what I feel.
Yeah, it's an annihilation. So some of us have these really, really ancient memories of who we are is annihilated. And so we see that now with, we see little parts of it with ethnic cleansing, rejection, strife, economic strife, all types of ways this is it within. Let's look collectively. For you, it's personal. So I'm just going to go to all the personal situations. You felt you had to be very small or like squished flat because of who you are. There's an inhibition within the heart and the head area. I'm just going to start lifting that out for you, Bridget. It's connected between the heart and the solar plexus bridge. We'll just update that for everyone, including you right now. Oh, you know, you have a very specific quality of energy that's light, you know, coming alive now. You probably recognize it. It's very beautiful. It appears to be like a shimmery white, but it is an unusual energy in a good way. So I'm just going to expand that in your entire field for you, and we'll expand everybody into their best self right now. Sometimes when we have a soft, loving energy, some people judge that as weak and they project that onto us. We need a way to just bounce that off. That's not us. It's possible to be soft, loving, and humble and be extraordinarily strong. Now, there are many times in history that we had to hide that. And for you, I'm going to bring in all the places and times that you had to hide that. All the parts of you that are attached to those places still, they're still vibrating in that place mall. hide. Don't let them see who you really are. And let's invite those into your heart. And everyone who also vibrates to this, just say yes and have this healing at the same time. Balance your left and your right again. This is moving in a deep way for you. I think it's going to continue. I probably have about 3 hours of this continuing. Okay for you? You have 3 hours. You can... Let's keep moving. Bridget?
Yes, thank you so much. I was shaking, so...
I know, it's very deep, and you just allowed, simultaneously, there's one almost finished, you allowed the next one to begin, and the next one to begin. I need to leave you, though, with, the end energy. So I'm going to stream this for you so you know where you're going.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Here it comes. Okay, it's accelerating on and on. It's really beautiful. Could you send me an email later and let me know how you're doing?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Thank you so much. Okay,
bye
bye.
Yes,
thank you. All right, our next caller is area code 203.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, hi, this is Anne. How are you?
I'm good. How are you, Anne?
I'm good. I have a question. I'm assuming that what we're doing is sort of like a soul, what you're doing maybe, is soul retrieval process? Parts of our soul? Okay.
It sure can be. It can be fractal pieces, but it's also a consciousness integration. So,
okay.
In fact, they may actually be more the same than we've actually identified before because we do
okay.
them in almost the same practice. So
okay,
it's just a faster way.
So what I'm thinking is that we're doing a spiritual practice where you are clearing, we're clearing ourselves. So I've been listening lately to some other practitioners, and I'm assuming that we have to do this all the time because there are some who are saying we have so many attachments or so many entities out there that there may be one practitioner who's saying, well, my process is the definitive one, and once you do this for hours and hours, you're not going to be doing this all the time. Is there such a thing, or are we doing this as a spiritual exercise daily? You know.
Okay, you're talking about the integration, because I can't really speak to other people. But are you talking about the integration?
Well, maybe I'm not.
And I feel like you're confused. You're confused
yeah.
about all this, all the information you're getting. Is that what's going
right.
on?
Right. Right.
Okay. So take a deep breath. All right. I've been here too. So we're going to strengthen your being to all the misinformation and information that doesn't pertain to you that you have received. And so I need to strengthen your perception and your insight so you're able to discern what is right for you and what is not right to you. What you're going to leave on the table, if you think of life as some giant banquet, and you're going to pick, you know, some days the potato salad and not the green salad, and maybe another day you need the green salad and not the potato salad. Do you know what I mean? We're
okay.
just going to increase your discernment as to what energies are right for you now.
Okay.
and your resilience for if you happen to have chosen something that's not right for you, being able to snap back.
Okay.
Now, let's go to all the places that you are afraid of attachments.
Okay.
Which you don't seem to have any much there. I think it's mental. So all the places your mental self is worried, bringing it up, remaking it, reworking it, recreating it. So let's clear that and elevate your mind to the greater mind.
Okay.
This is a great question. I'm glad you brought it up.
Thank you.
So I'm just thinking your mind right now to your truth.
Okay.
Did you ever see the movie Ghostbusters?
Yes.
Okay. Or, let's see, Harry Potter, even. Remember Harry Potter? And they had this
yes.
class where they were going to get rid of, like, this worst demon ever, the Dementor, I think. And what did
right.
they teach them to do? This is just really a great truth. What did they teach them to do? They taught them to laugh at it.
Oh, to laugh. Yes, yes, yes.
They laugh at the big marshmallow in Ghostbusters. You laugh at the Dementor thing. You just get yourself into a lighter frequency as soon as you can.
Mm-hmm.
You're done.
Okay.
But the other, the deeper truth is some part of ourselves is playing in that sandbox. And once we decide we're not going to, it's over. So let's go ahead and bring those parts of anybody on this call today or in the future attached to attachments. Let's bring our attachments to attachments and let's love those. There are boogeymen. I mean, they do exist. However, sometimes we call it in just to get afraid or just to feel that disempowered, familiar feeling. Does that make sense? We never recognize it at the time. It's only when you're done and you think, oh, I wonder why I did that. And then it comes to you. Oh, I'm used to feeling disempowered and that I'm overwhelmed by things in my reality.
Hmm.
And that I have no power. Now, that's the deepest meaning. Sometimes
mm-hmm.
you don't get to it immediately, but that's where you go if you're going to really be your creative, empowered self.
Okay.
Deep breath. All right. So you also have a pattern of being confused with people you loved.
Mm-hmm.
People you loved, admired, gave you misinformation that left you kind of in this spinning, confused state. And the way you dealt with it is you slowed down. So you could take it a little bit at a time. And the more
mm-hmm.
you slowed down, the more your mind got involved. The more your mind got involved, the more you bought into it. Because if we love these people, we have to believe them. I mean, most of us are trained this way.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so take a deep breath. And all the places you're holding that pattern, all the quantum particles up to your structure, we're going to delete. And reset. So you can go to the life for you. Or, dependent upon someone who is a wonderful person, and as they got to their mid-adult life, they went insane. And they just did not make any sense anymore, and had to love them anyway because you were dependent upon them as a child. So I'm going to find all the places that exist within your field, and we're going to delete it. And clean. So, very good. How are you feeling?
Good.
Okay. And how's your confusion?
How's my what?
Confusion?
Confusion.
About processes or what's right for you?
I know intrinsically what's right for me. I just tend to wonder how come all that information is out there. Are these people just selling it? You know, it's to me, maybe that's what it is. I get annoyed that they're selling into fear. Maybe that's what I'm thinking, you know.
That is annoying. I do often suggest people not buy fear. Take a deep breath. I'm strengthening that intrinsic core you were talking about. Now, the next step is we're annoyed by it, but then we get to where we just ignore it.
Okay.
And otherwise, you have energy in resistance, and you want to get your energy back to what's right for you.
Good.
It's like you want to go home, not join the battle. Okay. Deep breath. Okay, thank you so much. It was a delight.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right. Okay, bye-bye. Okay, next, 831.
Hello.
Hi, who is this? Hello? Okay.
Can you say again?
Who is this again?
Shankari.
Shankari, how are you today?
Oh, I'm good. Appreciating all of this work, and I guess I still have this, seems like an old pain, or I don't know if I really love anyone. I guess I have confusion too, just about myself and why I just still always think there's something wrong with me, something deep wrong with me.
Right. You know, that's a big step, because sometimes we automatically just go into shame and self-rejection. But
yes, I did that for years and years.
Yeah, so you've taken a big step. You're into, now I can see this is what this is. So all the places that you feel this shame, that there's something wrong with you, let's go ahead and invite those parts of yourself that feel that into your heart. Okay. So if you were to see your young self walking around lost on the street and confused, we didn't really know where home was.
Yes.
Yep.
The moderator has left the conference.
Hi, everyone. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Sorry. Yes. We have the program line here, so let's go ahead and work on that. Let's love those parts that we're inviting back into our heart. Very good. Very good. It's all a part of you. They're beautiful and just realizing it. The parts of you that are powerful, now realizing it. What's been lost is hopeless.
Yes.
Okay, let's bring this in. Love all this. I see what else is going on. I see where it's been, but we're going to concentrate, not ignoring it, but we're going to concentrate on the integration of the aspect of you that felt lost. Love your sacred self. Something in the creativity that feels lost. So the inspiration, the part of you that was inspired and separated off, let's bring that back.
Good. I'm good. You're just hitting the nail on the head, like the creativity and the inspiration. That was just completely gone for me for so long.
Yeah, let's just keep bringing it back. And for you and everyone else on the call and listeners later, please just go ahead and invite all the aspects of yourself that resonate here and ask them back. And for you, Shankara, also, you have parts of yourself now that you've recognized that ready to come home. So get all of those consciousness pieces and fractal soul parts back into your heart and let's integrate. I truly believe that we are called to integration now. I heard this last July, and there just is not a more important thing for us to do for ourselves. Okay, here we go. Okay, how are you doing now?
Good.
Anything else?
You know, I just, I was curious when you said, you know, you knew where it went or something like that.
The inspiration part? Yes, I can see.
Nope.
It just went into a... Is that what you meant?
No, it was before that, actually. You said we're not going to focus on that.
Okay. It was rather dark.
Yeah.
And it was very dark and captive. And,
yeah.
And since it was so readily coming back, it's we didn't need to go through all the detail of it.
Yeah. Okay.
Sometimes... When you're running out the door and you're done, the rest just goes to dust and it's no longer there. So let me check, though, because you brought it up. I want to make sure. All right. So So I'm gonna do this. So for you and anyone else listening, all the time we're ready to embrace your full self, and a sabotage came up and stopped you. It was like, I think I said on a recent call, like when the a wall falls, like the one in Berlin, and everyone's on one side and they want to get to the other and they just can't quite get there. And we see mm-hmm. this with many people in these situations now, the homeless. And okay, so all the impediments, let's bring those down for you personally, for everyone personally, and collective, let's disentangle that pattern. It really is there as a representation of us all coming home. And when we come home, we're not just at peace more, we're not just calmer, we're not just happier, we're more empowered. And what comes from that is all these old paradigms of relationship, they're done. You know, there is a little disentangling, but we are in a mm-hmm. position to recreate our society, our family, and our world. And this is the step that gets there.
Okay. Yes.
Yes. Exactly. So let's let all those come down, all those gates in the way. Come all the way home. Feel all the little last, little tiny specks of yourself that were lost. Come back to your heart now. Seconds, kind of move some more gates down for everyone. And also, the timidness, I mean, our truth can come right to the gate. You know, it's not stopping us. So let's go ahead and see some of us just move right through the gate. I need to count them. So 20,000 times we were all stopped by gates, gatekeepers. And reset. And all of our attachments to having a gate and an impediment. Now that one's empowering. Okay, thank you, Shankara.
Thank you very much, Sherry. Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, 919. Oh, I'm sorry, 917.
Sherry?
Hello?
Hi, it's Kate.
Kate, how are you?
I'm okay. I'm doing a little better. And the depression is feeling better, and I was feeling better than I have in a while last night, and thinking about bringing back my power, which I really lost and through all these experiences and stuff. So
yes,
I was starting to feel better, but I didn't sleep well last night. So this morning when I woke up, I started feeling bad again, but I just have to remember to not focus on and depression and stuff, and just to when you were saying about the fragments and things, do I still have any fragments that I want to come back to?
Well, I think we probably all have them. So let's go ahead and take the one attached to the next bad thing happening. Let another shoe is going to drop. Let's bring any parts of that for you, or depression coming back, all of those scenarios and old scripts, let's bring those back and update those. Okay, so when I do that for you into your heart, and just go ahead and stream the unconditional love for yourself, and I will help you. I feel like there might be like an appreciation period, an appreciation of of coming home, where you have, what you have, and that helps usher in the next step. Does that make sense?
Mm.
I think maybe you bounce back and forth, like I'm good, I'm bad, I'm good, I'm bad, to self. It may not be very long. It may just be a few days or maybe a few weeks. But I don't think it's very long where you're just going into an appreciation of where you have been, an acknowledgement of where you have been, and how strong you are that you left that place. Okay, so let's bring all the parts of yourself that that are ready for acknowledgement of the path you have been on and the difficulties and the pain. Let's bring all of those parts into your heart, and for everyone else that have experienced that lately, let's bring that in, or at any time. Okay, so the part of yourself that rejects the pain you were in, let's love that part.
I feel a little blocked from feeling the energies, maybe just because I'm tired or something. Mm-hmm. Like I feel a little blocked to that.
Okay, so let's love the part that feels blocked. Produce. You bring in unconditional love and feel that.
And I feel some anxiety in my stomach, but I don't know what it's from.
Okay. Let's go ahead and scan you more deeply. That's a little PTSD. So let's just go ahead and love just the loving and accepting the path you are on. So let's just go ahead and love the parts that feel anxiety. Let's just take it one thing at a time. We're acknowledging the anxiety, and we're going to love the part that is experiencing that. This is full self-acceptance. All right, I'm going to do some nervous system upgrade for you, so take a deep breath. And this is just gentle because I know you've been through a lot. But you can take it.
Yeah, I know. I definitely want. Okay, I was feeling when you were talking to the other caller with the white energy and stuff, I was like, oh, I wish I had more of that good energy inside me.
You do. You do. Okay. I think what you're waiting for is that special thing. It comes out of the appreciation. Can you feel deep appreciation for yourself right now? The big pat yourself on the back and, oh my gosh, goodness, Kate, look where you've been and look where you are. Good for you.
I feel
like you survived and now you can thrive. Go ahead.
Do you think that some of the experiences has weakened me instead of strengthened me? Like some people get stronger from traumatic experiences and stuff, but I feel like in some ways I got weaker, so I'm trying to get that strength back.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And this is how adjusting you do it, that we acknowledge where you were. And the more we acknowledge the part of yourself that participated, can you name one thing that made you feel weaker that you're comfortable talking with in a group call?
The abusive relationship or the legal system within that.
Okay.
Dealing with that.
Okay. Okay. So the part of yourself that feels abused and less than and demeaned and put down by the legal system. Let's bring all those parts back into your heart. Okay. So they're very protected and they're in their shells, so to speak. Does that feel right? What do you feel?
Yeah.
Okay. So So we're going to love these so strongly that they're going to feel appreciated for what where they have been. So here we go. You're going to see them one by one start coming out of their shell and integrate. And this doesn't deny the experience. This appreciates the part of you that went through it. Now I'm going to bring in the parts of yourself that attaches to the experience. We're going to love those parts. And I'm doing that because there's like lots of gunk from the experience there. So I know there's a part of you that is used to attaching to the bad experience because that's the only thing you've known and you had to, as a child and in the lifetime, you had to depend on the abusive situation. So we're just going to love that part. And as I do that, your heart starts washing out. And it's because if you love the part that was attached to those patterns, the pattern doesn't have a reason to be there. It gets like a re-education. It's like, I don't have to keep creating this. I can come back and get a new script, which is now going to be self-appreciation and self-love and the expression of my divine creativity and the acknowledgement of my divine worth. And all the parts of myself that were doing anything less than that, I'm going to love them whole. And the part of me that resists loving myself whole, I'm going to love that too. Okay, so you have a part of you that's saying, yeah, but I don't know. So let's love that part. So we have a few steps here, but tell me how you are now.
I'm feeling better.
Okay.
I'm like a little emotional, but better.
And I want you to acknowledge that that's feeling emotional because it's as worthy as your happy parts. It's as loved and accepted as your happy parts. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay, but believe me, the part of you that doesn't believe you are as lovable if you're not your happy part. Love that part. I'm going to give you a little preview of some of your next steps energetically because I know you very much want to feel that. So just take a deep breath, and it's going to come in gently because I don't want you to skip the essential steps because if you do all these essential steps, you do them very quickly. This will be your everyday life. And here it's just beautiful colors. It's for you. Here it comes. Your true self is more of a free spirit than you may know.
Yeah, I really feel like this is sort of a new, like a rebirth, hopefully in the next week or so, just really, really kind of a new start.
It is. Piece of it, but it's going to happen very fast because you have had so much experience. Okay. And you're willing. Okay, I'm going to bring in all parts. I think we can take another step here. So all the parts of yourself that were still attached to the old scenarios that you're leaving behind, let's invite those into your heart. Okay, how are you?
Good.
I think the energy just went up. You want all the parts of you?
that are attached to the old patterns, to see that it would be so much better just to live in love and not fear and stuff like that, you know.
Now, can you love those parts of yourself? And I mean in the extraordinary way, in the divine way. Can you divinely allow love to flow through and love those parts?
Yes.
Okay. That's what you need. Just let that come. All right, now, Kate and other people, we've done quite a bit of process. Go ahead and let all of those parts come in that have been hanging out, waiting to integrate. The big heart part, just let them come in and integrate. Very good. Very good. Okay, I think we'll take one more caller. All right, thank you, Kate. Okay, 412.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, this is Pat Sherry. How are you?
I'm good. Hi, Pat.
So my question is kind of, I think you covered different aspects of it with all the previous callers, but like the removing the blocks to really connecting to your soul and your higher self, like so many, like for me it feels like, you know, different aspects of what you talked about, like, you know, there's that, like, energy of, like, you can't, you're not allowed, or, you know, just getting there, or even if it's just the personal blocks that arrive of fear of owning that and being there and still being within the people you're around and owning that part of yourself.
Okay, so your question is, you feel like you have a block to owning yourself?
Or like really taking the time to connect with it and integrate it.
Okay, well, okay. So we're
working on, like,
I felt
like some of
those. Go ahead.
I felt like some of those previous things other callers talked about, I might have had a touch of each of those, but I don't know if there's still even more to it that maybe involves fear of just, like, really completely being within and beingness in the owning of your soul self and power and stuff.
Okay. This is the most possible one for everyone, and we all go through it. And that is to completely embrace your higher self. You cannot consider how it affects the people around you and how they may reject you or accept you or what may happen next, because you don't know. Your complete paradigm shift is an unknown. It's generally everything you ever wanted, but sometimes it's a little different than that. And so it becomes unknown, because we can't know our empowered self. We just know it's the right thing to do. We just know it feels resonant. We just know that we've just taken a big step. And we don't always trust people to love us for who we are and who we evolve into. Does that make sense?
Yes, exactly. I guess there is that large component of the fear of the unknown, like what will happen if I want this, but what if I really take it on and integrate it? Like, what's next?
Right. Well, what is next? Every single thing will change. Everything you think about will change. And it'll be sort of more shocking as to what stays the same. But most of the time, if you go right to the edge, you'll find that you're scared to death you're going to lose something. And
yes.
That becomes a block. So let's go ahead and love all the parts that are frightened of losing something or other people. I'll tell you my funny story after we do this.
Okay.
when the divine is in play in your life, when the divine is the one that you let make all the calls, it's actually a higher aspect of yourself. In the beginning phases, it feels like something completely different and separate, but the more we integrate, the more we become it, the more our small self gives way to this higher self, to this being, and that becomes you. And then there are more and more higher aspects of you, and you just know that this is an infinite process. But we do have to take that one step where we don't really know what will happen. And that's also that step where we give up some parts of what we thought our life was going to be. And a lot of the story, maybe, I don't like to use the word ego, but maybe that part of ourselves made up for safety or this or that. And we definitely give up almost everything our parents taught us about how to get along in the world. So it's big. It's a huge thing. It's a beautiful thing, but it's huge. And it's okay to love all those parts that are nervous about that and are ready for anything. And we don't have, and sometimes we're beautifully surprised who stays and who embraces us more. And sometimes it's shocking who leaves. But it's all in divine order, if that makes sense. And I'm going to talk to you about it through career with me. When I was much younger, I ran a media group, and I was the youngest and the first female to do this in the state I lived in. It was a great job. It was an amazing job. And I opened up about the same time I got this job. And I'd been open as a child, as most of you know, but I way opened up. It was like this huge leap. And nobody who hired me thought it was a good idea that I was becoming something different. In a short period of time, I was involved in a legal fight with them, which made no sense logically, right? Because I made more money for them than anyone ever had, and I was making more money for them than anyone would for a decade ago. And what I had to do was leave the state. So then I had to go to my divine self. Where am I going? Well, that's how I got to Hawaii. I got to Hawaii, and I again joined a media group, and that didn't work either. Really wasn't supposed to work for anybody for a while. And so in a short period of time, I'm involved in a legal drama with them, and I'm thinking I'm really unlovable and unemployable. I can't insult this for myself, which worked out a zillion times better because I was making a lot of money and much shorter hours. I wasn't selling my soul anymore. So that was a beautiful thing I learned. And from that act myself, I was able to empower quite a few clients when I went into full-time, energy work. But that was my story. It's a big dramatic story. I moved across an ocean. I went through several processes of it. Yes, there was drama. But in the end, I ended up exactly where I wanted to be. And it was beyond any dream I ever had. And after I stopped resisting the shift, which is another big lesson, I had multiple offers come in. One, back in the state I was, to even run more media in a much more elevated way. I couldn't even believe this offer was given to me. And I meditated on it, and I heard to not go, to stay right where I was. And although there are many times in my life I thought, oh, that was a weird decision, I don't regret it. It was my step back. That was my process. That's how it happened for me. Now, times have changed. Energy has changed. I don't think the drama that I went through would necessarily be everybody's drama. But I know it, and I know what the risk is, and I know what happens. And I do trust from my own experiences that we always end up where we resonate. And it's physics. You have to end up where you resonate. And so as you give up the old patterns of these plays and these dysfunctions, we're able to bring more ease into our lives. But we have to be willing to say, maybe that wasn't right for me after all, and turn it over. And that turning over is to reintegrate that piece that's playing a game that's not working for you. And that's through love and self-acceptance. Okay, I think we have a couple of web questions. Let me go check, because I don't want someone who can't have access to a phone to be... not able to ask. Okay. All right, let's go to, okay, could you please clear and heal evils and witches and curses upon me through all time, spaces, and dimensions, timelines, multiverses, and beyond. Okay. All right, so for anyone who is experiencing anything like this, let's go ahead and do a big limitation clearing. And let's bring in all the parts of ourselves that have been involved in curses or witchcraft or something that feels disempowering. Bring those aspects into our heart. Let's love all the times that we felt disempowered and we also disempowered other people. So this is actually a big balance between male and female energies and earth energies and all kinds of other energies, but let me just go ahead and make this as complete as I can and upgrade it. And we'll do this for everyone. Okay. All right, empower male and female energies. Neutralize polarities. All the places we're projecting our power onto other people and letting them come back and beat us up with it. Entangle all earth energies that were used for curses or voodoo or all of these things. Returning them to the light. All the times we used words or other people used words against a living soul. We'll delete all those patterns, zero minus infinity, and reset. All the times we cursed ourselves, our situation. Okay, I need to lift this energy, everyone. So let's just turn all of this over to the light. Someone has talked about, someone's else has asked a question about the mirroring or the projecting of energies. They were talking about noise, but let's just work from all the sense, which because noise is a sense, we hear it, of the projection. I have been working with this on the grid. Our next class has a lot of projection and function and illusion and delusion in it that we're clearing. So we'll just add some energy now for everyone. And that is to delete it, to bring it up, resolve it. Okay, that's in process. All right, so we've also had a question about the ceiling and the money slipping right through our fingers and the ceiling of income. I'm going to go ahead and do a quick clearing with that for everyone. So all the places that we have a money ceiling, let's lift that off, turn that over into the light. And I think 90% of money issues are family dynamic issues where we must hold ourselves back for someone else. Deep breath. And not deserving. All the places we feel like we did not deserve our income because of self-hatred, other people hating us, and us our attachments to that. We'll bring all that into our heart and love that whole. Deep breath. Okay, now we've stirred up all kinds of stuff. So I'm going to bring in our original energy. And that is the beautiful yellows, whites, and oranges in many, many shades. Opalescent. Washing through everyone, uplifting all the grids that we opened, resetting. Strengthening everybody's core. Deleting all densities that need to go to the light. All right, and now we have some energies for the transformations that we're going through and entities being able to wear and dare to wear the mask of our real self, our true identity. Here it comes. And that is love and light. And you're going to individuate that into your own divine self. Here we go. Lots of spiraling energy here. And it feels like a bit of beautiful ray. Oh, deep breath, everyone. Thank you so much for joining our call today. I'm going to open the line so we can all say goodbye to each other.
Thank you. Bye. Happy holidays.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Au revoir.